This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The passage of the Farm Bill earlier this year was big news for advocates of hemp. Hemp is still considered a controlled substance by federal regulators. But some states are giving farmers the chance to experiment. Today, KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon begins a three-part series on hemp, starting with author Doug Fine, who believes the U.S. is on the brink of a hemp boom.
I guess the best way to explain hemp is to compare it to marijuana. THC, the compound, is what marijuana growers are looking for. It's what produces that euphoric feeling, which hemp doesn't have a lot of. Is it just that THC content that sets the two plants apart?
That's true, and their mode of cultivation is very, very different. It's absolutely impossible to confuse them in the fields. Psychoactive cannabis is a manicured plant, and the flowers are the product, whereas hemp is grown in very dense, thick fields. An industrial hemp crop would immediately ruin a psychoactive crop by diluting that potent psychoactivity with inert pollen.
Do they look similar?
The only thing that looks similar about them is the leaf shape.
So the subtitle for your book is Dispatches from the Front Lines of the Next Agricultural Revolution. Calling it a revolution seems like a pretty big claim. What makes you think that this is going to be a game changer?
To be honest with you, I debated with my publisher on that. I actually was interested in a slightly softer word, not because it's not radical, but because it's a return of hemp to its normal role in humanity. This is not some sudden realization. It's 77 years of sort of nonsense, accidental prohibition of this very important and valuable plant, and now we're getting back to normal. Now, there is a positive side of prohibition. Coloradans and the rest of Americans just starting to revitalize this industry knows what works. The Canadians are making their money from seed oil. Europe and China does fiber. And other parts of Europe are becoming energy independent through farm waste combustion.
I've heard some people refer to hemp as the, quote, miracle plant, and that it could be this savior for Great Plains farmers, especially as we start to experience warmer temperatures and potential water shortages. Is part of this just hype?
I definitely do not believe hemp is overrated. There is no guarantee any new – if we just look at hemp as a business, as a sheer economy, which is what farmers are trying to do, is make a living. And it's risky. Any new business is risky. Most new businesses fail. Hemp is unique. Besides the fact that it is so unbelievably genuinely useful in a huge array of real-world market applications today for which there are markets, hemp is very unique also in that it's not a new industry. It's one of the longest – utilized plants, just a Stanford-led find in Anatolia, Turkey, found well-preserved hemp clothing in a 9,000-year-old tomb. Too bad listeners can't see I'm pretty much entirely clad in hemp today too, by the way. Textiles are my pet application, although I don't think they're going to be where the big money is. And that gets back to why I don't think that hemp is overhyped. Today, if you are a Colorado farmer who can get 1,000 acres of this in hemp in, all you have to do is harvest that seed correctly, keep it at the right moisture content, and there are buyers for it at a very high price.
Did anything surprise you in the course of writing this book about how people are using hemp right now?
The most surprising thing to me in researching hemp from really around the world now for several years is that your roommate with the lava lamp was right about it. It really has this broad spectrum of market viable applications from an amazingly healthy omega balanced food in the seed oil. And don't take my word from it. In Hempbound, I went into university studies where hemp-fed chickens were actually passing on more nutritious eggs than corn-fed chickens. It was quite astounding. To these other industrial applications, and maybe the two that surprised me most were the entire tractor body made out of hemp. Today, already hemp fibers are in Mercedes and BMW door panels. But what's in prototype model now is full-on vehicle made out of the crop, which it's intended to harvest. And I was at this facility in the Netherlands where today the fiber comes out that goes into the Mercedes door panels. And it was remarkably soft and, of course, famously strong, tensile strength, stronger than steel. It convinced me, really, hemp is the real deal.
That was author Doug Fine speaking with Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon. Fine's new book, Hemp Bound, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the Next Agricultural Revolution, explores the economic potential of industrial hemp in the U.S. Tomorrow, we'll look at how Colorado farmers are starting to put a state-regulated hemp crop in the ground.